We are going to have a baby child dedication here. And, Jesus one day had some parents that brought their little children to him so that he could touch them and bless them. And that's kind of what we're going to do here. We're going to bless these children. But when his disciples saw this, they scolded the parents for bothering him. Then Jesus called for the children and said to the disciples, "Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children." And I think that's really important that we realize that our biggest window of opportunity to influence our children for Christ is when they're young. And it's God's plan and it's God's will for us to teach our children and bring them up in the presence and in the admonition or the knowledge and the teaching of the Lord so that they grow up knowing that God is an authority that they should trust, that they can rely on, that loves and cares for them and brings good things into their lives so that they want to choose Christ rather than the world as they grow up. That's an awesome responsibility for parents. And so these parents are going to bring their children up here and we're going to pray for them and as a church body, as their children grow up, we're going to try to help them with that. And I am very grateful for the way many of you in this room have helped my children with that. But Jesus says that we should let those children come. Now, the first parents that we have, I guess, are super parents. This is super mom and dad. And you notice that in order to be a super mom and dad, you got to be in good training. You've got to be ready to go. And so here is David and Cora getting themselves in shape for what they've got ahead. Actually, they've got one more ahead because she's got one coming. So if Cora and Dave would come up with Sawyer and with Skylar. And you can bring your mom with you too if you'd like. Now, Dave and Cora came to our body, about 3 years ago?
Almost 2 years ago.
Okay, about 2 years ago. And they have, we've seen Skylar grow up, and now we've seen the birth of Sawyer. And they are really striving to find their place in God's world as a young couple. Find the things that God has for them. They're praying for God to open doors for them. And for them to have the wisdom and strength to walk through those doors and be the people that God wants them to be. And they've got two beautiful children here. And they are committed to letting these children find Christ at an early age and grow to be men and women that love the Lord. Look at that little boy smile. He's a cute one, isn't he? And so... And so what we're going to do is we're going to pray for you. But first, Laura is going to give you a little Bible for each one of your children. And she's going to give a letter to you guys, one for each of your children, that has to do with our commitment to you and our hopes and dreams for you as a family. She'll also give you two letters, one for each of your children, one for Skylar and one for Sawyer. And when they give their hearts to the Lord, when they come to the age of accountability, God speaks to their hearts and they give their hearts to the Lord, then you can give them these letters that they can open from us that talks about the prayers and the desires that we had for them to know the Lord at this time. So let me just pray for you guys. Father, I just thank you so much for Dave and for Cora. And it's an awesome responsibility to raise children. It's an awesome responsibility to know that they are the ones to provide a upbringing and a knowledge and an understanding of you to their young children when they themselves are young in age. And so, Father, I ask you just to give them the wisdom that they need to guide them through all the ups and downs of parenthood, all the challenges of life, I pray that you help them to find your way for themselves and to be able to communicate to their children how they can seek and find their way. We pray, Lord, that we can support them as a church in every way that they need, that we can be their partners in loving their children and in helping their children see your great love through us. And so we lift up Skylar and we lift up Sawyer. We ask you to take them in your hands, even though we know they're already there. We know that you created them and made them exactly what you want them to be. We ask you to help them to become everything you created them to be. And we pray that your desires for them will be fulfilled, that your hand will be with them, that you will protect them and guide them all the days of your life, all the days of their lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you very much. And we're going to give you a chance to greet them here in a minute, but we're also going to bring up another family here. And this one, if you guys want to sit, that's fine. I don't know if you can see this or not, but this is something being pulled by an airplane. It says, "Amy, will you marry me, Ryan?" You know, I only thought they did that in the movies. But apparently, Ryan is a little more romantic than it appears on the surface. I guess he had him watching it. Here's Amy getting her engagement ring. I guess she's surprised. Maybe she thought there was another Ryan. I don't know. I'm just kind of teasing them. But they started a happy life with two dogs. Of course, that was before God's plan unfolded. And now they've got another happy person in their household, and that is Emmy. And so I'd just like Ryan and Amy, you can come on down here also, and we're going to dedicate Emmy. And I know you've got some proud grandparents in here too. But we are grateful. Amy grew up in this church, as many of you know. And she has just had a great influence on many of you in this congregation as you grew up. And we're just grateful for her. Ryan moved here when he married Amy, and he comes from Indiana.
Yeah.
He comes from Indiana. I didn't want to get that wrong. But Ryan has got a heart for the Lord also. He's got a heart for others, and he's got a heart where he tries to reach out and love and touch other people with the love of Christ and share his faith. And so we are excited about all the things that both of you can build into Emmy as she grows. She's already decided she wants in on that Bible, see? Here she is at this age, and she wants that thing read immediately. And we it'll be our prayer that you'll not only read those scriptures with her, but that you will help her to memorize and hide those in her heart so that as she grows, she truly understands what God wants for her, who God is, and how he sees and loves her. And so we are grateful for you, and let Laura hand you these letters also, and that's for Emmy, and that's for her when she gives her heart to the Lord, which we will pray for and anticipate. But let me pray for you guys. Father, we are just so grateful for Ryan and Amy, and it is wonderful for us to watch and see the entire life of a person in your hands unfold as we have been able to do with Amy, to see her as a little girl and a young woman and now as a mother, and to watch her grow and to serve you. And we pray, thanking you for Ryan, who has come into her life and has a strong desire to put you first. And we pray, Lord, that that devotion and commitment will pass on to Emmy. We pray that you will build into her a great understanding of your mercy, of your forgiveness, of your faithfulness and loyalty, of your love. We pray, Father, that her heart will be captured with the awesomeness of your forgiveness, that she will come to know you and give her heart fully to you, and that you will help her to become everything that you planned for her when you knit her together in that womb. And we thank you for the perfect little girl she is. And we pray that you will guide her and help her throughout her life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. That's the first time I've had one hold my hand while I prayed. Well, thank you very much. We also have one more family. This was the last dedication they had, where this poor family at that time only had 6 kids. Now they've got 7 and one more on the way. So we're going to add to the picture, and we'll ask Steve and Megan Hughes and their group to come on up. And that's okay. You can bring them all up here. And Stephen and Megan also grew up in this church, and most of you have watched them grow up and have watched their faith develop and watched their family develop. And it is a wonderful thing to see godly parents raise godly children. You know, you look at this family, and in our age, sometimes we look and we think, wow. But how many of you know in ancient times that's normal? And even with our parents, how many of you had parents or grandparents that had more than 6 children in their family? Now look at all those hands. I'm not so sure that it's the materialism of our society that keeps us wanting to have less kids. But I've noticed in both Megan and Steve that they really have a heart that loves their children. And their hearts are open to having as many people as God brings into their lives, especially in your family. And but your hearts are open to everyone that God brings in your life. But we see it in your family, and that's just a wonderful thing. And it's a wonderful thing to see how your children love Christ. And so she is going to give you, Laura is going to give you a Bible for your latest one, Ronan, and a letter for you from us about our desires for you and Ronan, and then one, as we've had for each of your children, for them to open as they give their hearts to Christ. Well, let me just pray for your family. Father, I thank you so much for Steve, and I thank you for Megan, and I thank you for each of the wonderful children they have. I thank you, Lord, for the awesome responsibility that they have taken on and how fearlessly that they have taken on that responsibility of guiding the souls of these wonderful children, your creation. And each one of these children has such great value to you, and we are so grateful for them. And our desire for each one of them is that you open up that great adventure that you have planned for them, and that you develop in them the faith that they can follow you and do things beyond their imagination, things that you will use to make their world a better place. Today we lift up Ronan, and we pray, Lord, that your spirit will be with him, even as a small child, that you'll open his heart to hear the truth and to recognize the truth, that you will put in his life people that love him and will help him to see how great you are. We pray that you will develop him and that he will do special things for you. We just give him to you, and we ask you, Lord, that everything that is in your will for him, that you will achieve. We thank you for these parents, and we ask you to bless them and to help them. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.